Hello, Dr. Goodman. Dictating patient's name is Emily Leon Hartsberger. So that's LeonHartsberger, 10/14/13. Nursing reports a little improvement in Ms. Leon Hartsberger's behavior, period. She is refusing medication often, comma, and her appetite is poor, period. She refuses care at times, period. She tends to be withdrawn, comma, and confused, period. New paragraph. Ms. Leon Hartsberger has refused Zyprexa over the past two nights, period. This has not seemed to result in increased alertness or improvement in her confusion, period. New paragraph. On October 10th, comma, a PRN Ativan-gel order was initiated, period. This has not been given, period. New paragraph. Ms. Leon Hartsberger was somewhat lethargic today, period. She was not restless, period. Tremors or dyskinesias were not observed, period. Ms. Leon Hartsberger insisted that she was not in her room, comma, and asked a few times whether she could return there, period. She asked a couple of times whether she could return home, period. She asked me where she was, period. Ms. Leon Hartsberger told me she was tired, comma, and wanted to sleep, period. She denied pain, period. She did not respond appropriately when asked the name of the facility, comma, town, comma, or state, period. She was not clearly hallucinating, period. New paragraph. Ms. Leon Hartsberger continues to refuse care, comma, as well as many of her medications, comma, and most of her meals, period. She has been lethargic at times, period. Lethargy has continued, comma, despite refusal of her Zyprexa over the past couple of days, period. It is unlikely that Zyprexa is the cause for the patient's lethargy, period. Ms. Leon Hartsberger may well have some paranoia that contributes to her refusal of care, comma, medications, comma, meals, comma, etc., period. If approved by Dr. McGorry, comma, I will request your analysis and culture, comma, to rule out recurrent urinary tract infection as a contributing factor to her behavior, period. She had been hospitalized last month with urinary tract infection and sepsis, period. I will ask Dr. McGorry also to consider neurology reconsult, comma, to determine whether Keppra could be contributing to the patient's poor appetite and behavioral problems, period. I will continue the patient's psychotropic medication as written for now, period. I will certainly continue to follow